It's another round of the high school football playoffs and another Friday night, a cool fall November evening as we bring you our game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA presented by Peru State College as we're back in the 8-man Division II ranks in a Twin Valley League showdown as the number one ranked Axtell Eagles play host to the Hanover Wildcats. And our pregame coverage is on the air and we have an opportunity to talk with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler to preview this matchup with Hanover here tonight. First of all, Coach, congrats on the win last week against Beloit St. John's Tipton. That was a 48-0 win in the first round last week. Isaac Detweiler threw a couple of touchdowns, ran for two more. Obviously, a game you guys jumped out very early, 72-yarder from Detweiler to Brandon Schmelsley to open up the scoring in that game. Just talk about how impressed you were with your team and how dominant they looked in that win last week.
Yeah, I was happy with the way our kids played. You know, like you said, we scored on the second play. They lined up in a formation that we noticed we might have a little advantage, and, you know, we got lucky and took it to the house. So, you know, we kind of jumped momentum early in that game and then scored on the two-point conversion as well. And you know, 30 seconds into the game, we're up 8-0. And you know, I've talked about it a lot of times where momentum in eight-man football is a huge thing, and to grab that early in that game, I thought was big. And you know, defensively, you know, kind of the same thing. I thought we did a good job. You could tell early in that game, I thought, you know, their game plan was trying to run it down our throat a little bit, keep some of the clock. And you know, I was proud of the way our defense kind of stood up and, you know, didn't allow them to do that. And, you know, ended up getting the shutout on those guys. And you know, so both sides of the ball, I was, you know, impressed with kind of the way that we played and the way we, you know, grabbed that momentum and held it all game long.
You talk about the momentum and how key that is, especially at the eight-man level. It seems like in a majority of your games this year, those games that you've won big, it seems like you're always getting out to those quick leads in the first quarter. Now, is a lot of that due to preparation and what you're seeing on film from your opponents that week? Is it just a key emphasis to try to get on the board early to gather that momentum?
Well, I think, you know, probably just a little bit of both, honestly. You know, through watching game film, you always try to get some advantages or mismatches that you feel like you have strength over the other team and use those to maybe grab the advantage early. But not only that, we emphasize it. And everybody's fresh, obviously, to start the game where, use that energy and try to grab the momentum early and stay with it all game long.
I want to talk about Isaac Detweiler. Of course, he's had just an absolutely impressive, monstrous season. 21 rushing touchdowns, 24 passing touchdowns, now just two interceptions. You know, just talk about the development of him because he's only a junior, so obviously still some time, you know, with his high school career. But did you expect going in maybe numbers this gaudy? I mean, how impressive has it been to watch him kind of grow throughout this year?
Well, you know, he started a couple games as a freshman when, our starter Quinn Bussing got hurt. And I think that helped him develop into kind of what he is now where, he had some experience. He's not afraid of the big games, and kind of embraces it honestly where, you know, some kids get nervous, but, you know, I don't feel like he's that way. So every year from his freshman year, he seems to be getting better. I think he just kind of, last year we graduated five seniors where this year I think he just kind of taken on that leadership role where, kids are looking at him for answers, what we need to be doing in formations or audibles on the field. So he's really, really stepped up for us in that aspect. The numbers, kind of just go with it. Obviously as our quarterback, the ball runs through his hands, whether it's passing or, even handed it off. So sometimes our quarterback gets better numbers, but he's playing extremely well this year, that's for sure.
I think one of the more impressive parts about his numbers is the completion percentage, 74% completion percentage in terms of passing, 78 of 105 passes completed. So obviously he's very accurate with the football, and kind of expanding on that a little bit, it's not just one guy he's throwing to. You have a lot of guys that have been getting involved. Brandon Schmelsley has 9 touchdowns. Grady Bussing has 9 touchdowns. Eli Brocksterman has 4 touchdowns rushing and receiving as well. So it's just nice for him to have that luxury when you have all these guys around him that can create plays.
Yeah, you know, it sure is. And I think that's what, makes us so good is we have multiple weapons where maybe in years past we only have one or maybe two good receivers where now we've got receivers on all sides of the ball or running backs that can catch the ball out of the backfield. You know, and that helps Isaac out, you know, for his well-being, as well. And when you got options that you can on both sides of the field where the defense can't just key on one thing, that definitely makes you a better football
player. We're talking with Axtell head football coach Eric Detweiler. His number one Eagles taking on Hanover tonight, our game of the week, here on 92.1 KMZA in the regional round of postseason football. Well, let's talk about the opponents. Obviously very familiar with Hanover. They're getting back on track after a rare mid-season three-game losing streak, and to their credit, they had lost a bunch of kids to injuries. They were down numbers, but it seems like they're slowly getting a lot of these kids back, and they're getting back to kind of that Hanover form. They've won three straight. They beat Osborne, a very good Osborne team, last week, 24-6, in their postseason matchup. You know, talk about Hanover, how you see them now, maybe compared to earlier in the year when you saw them in September.
Well, you're exactly right. You know, I know mid-season they were having a few COVID issues where they'd have several kids out, and then they had both their quarterbacks, their starter and then their backup quarterback both got injured and had to be hauled off on an ambulance, I think. And they're kind of finally starting to regroup, and I think that showed last week when they played Osborne, where they might not have been full strength when they played them, but now they're kind of getting back to the groove of things where, they got a rich tradition and well coached over there where, they're going to do things right, and they always have the athletes to be put in the right spots on the field. So they're definitely a dangerous team, that's for sure.
Do you take more from maybe the game film from the victory that you guys had against them 30-24 back in late September, or maybe look at more film from their most recent game against Osborne? How do you just dissect what kind of film to look at, in preparation for a game like this?
Well, that's what, honestly makes this game so tough, where they've had kids out all year long and finally are starting to regroup, but they got kids in different spots than when we played them the first time. So it's, you kind of got to take both films, honestly, and kind of guess, honestly, what they're going to be doing towards us. It's extremely hard this week with, maybe their kids not completely fully healthy last week. They played some, but are going to play tonight where might be in their normal spot, might be in a different spot. So you kind of got to take both game films in one and kind of come up with a game plan, what you kind of guess what they're going to do, I would say.
Finally, Coach, before we get you out of here, and we appreciate the time joining us here before the ball game tonight. Obviously, very tough challenge with Hanover, with the rich tradition and the success that they have had over the number of years. What are you looking at as far as keys to the game to get that win this evening to move on to the quarterfinals?
Well, first and foremost, I'd like to limit turnovers. Last time we played them, we had two turnovers, and I know Hanover had several turnovers themselves, so winning the turnover battle is always key. And like I said earlier, grab that momentum. Our kids got to play with passion, and I noticed that Hanover, especially in the Osborne game, seemed to be way more aggressive than they were the first time we played them. So we got to match or even, exceed that aggression and energy that they played on the field. And hopefully we can do that tonight.
It's Hanover and Axtell tonight, an 8-man D2 TBL showdown. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time, and it's been fun talking to you throughout the course of the year. Thank you for joining us on the pregame show here tonight, and good luck, and hopefully we see you guys next week. Move on.
All right, no problem. Anytime.